When I was 16, my parents insisted I stay upstairs and serve cocktails to the women they knew from the university, their significant husbands, a psychologist from our street, and a lawyer in his desperate kilt. Like market surveyors, they asked polite questions about what I liked and what my plans were for the future. I poured them triplets, the only way I knew how to drink, from thin McDonald's cups with my friends in my Chevy 2 wagon with no back window. I'd had a better car, but creased it on a power pole at the bottom of the long hill to the bay. With my cartoon handsome and tragically talented friend Anthony, we walked home and sobered up with instant Nescafe, phoned the police from the rec room 2 hours later, and strolled back to wait. I told them there were no injuries, just my confession. And no one came out of those houses, or even looked out a window from across the street, or from the cedar split level 5 feet from the pole I'd half broken through. The street was deserted and wet, with my useless car bent double. It was very quiet as we sat in the trunk, having shared our first wreck. My tall, beautiful father, who never said much at home, stood with a lawyer and a publisher and another engineer, and one of them said, "Did you hear the one about the Jew and the Irishman?" The Jew was greedy and untrustworthy, and the Irishman was a criminally stupid drunk. And my father's face turned from its usual descended black cloud to charcoal red, his mouth opening at last like a thin, hidden vent in a volcano. And he actually said something. And they were burned by his words. After 20 years of those jokes in Victoria. And they stepped back, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and their reasonable facsimiles. And they filtered away from my parents' new L-shaped living room, with the small oak tree inside, for luck, and the floor-to-ceiling windows. And I loved him. Later, I stepped to my window to look at the moon, which wasn't owned by any of them. My father, who was rarely drunk, stood with his sports jacket open on the flat stone patio, 1 foot on a planter ledge, and he looked up too, smiling like I'd never seen. We gazed together at the free moon, and he seemed without gravity, for once.